Hey, sleepyhead. I hope I didn't wake you there. Not even a hello or anything. You just want more kisses? You know what? I'll give you more if you give me a smooch. Did you sleep well? Good. I'm sorry I came back so late again. No, don't say it's alright. No, it's not. You say it is, but I can't imagine going to bed alone at night is fun. And when we started dating, I promised you that you wouldn't be second to my job, so I should do better and actually keep that promise. Hey. I'm glad that you're so forgiving. Trust me, I am. But I don't want to take advantage of that. But I have some good news finally. Well, these past few days, I've been powering through a bunch of work to complete my project, which means it's done. And I can now go on vacation. Yes, I know. I'm so excited. Yeah. And from here, I'll be all yours. Whatever you want to do, we can do it. To be honest, I was hoping you'll say that. I don't want to leave the bed yet. What time is it anyway? Oh god, that early. My sense of time really is gone from all this work. Well, I knew it was early, just not that early. So, cuddling and sleep. Wonderful. And whenever you decide to get up, I'll make some pancakes. And then we'll eat them in bed. And while we're at it, how about we just spend the whole day in bed? Oh, yes. Then I'll never have to leave this cuddly warmth. snuggle bee. Let's go back to sleep, love. And you can rest peacefully now, knowing that this time I won't be gone for another meeting when you wake up. Yeah. The vacation excites me almost enough to keep me awake. But then I feel your arms around and I just melt right back into a deep sleep again. Good night.